New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. Who's this?
It's Kelly.
Kelly, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Kelly.
All right, Kelly, we have $1,700 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has his own NBC series titled Young Rock. It's based on how he made the transition from pro wrestler into one of the biggest names in Hollywood. What was the first 2000 movie that The Rock was in and Brendan Fraser starred in it?
Mummy Returns.
Number two, historic Broadway musical Rent is celebrating its 25th anniversary. In the song Seasons of Love, how long is it to measure a year?
569,060 minutes.
Number three, the season finale of Disney Plus's WandaVision will be released tonight at midnight. Agnes, a.k.a. Catherine Hahn, has a major part in the finale. What 2016 comedy about mothers did she star in alongside Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell?
I don't know.
Number four, The Simpsons has been renewed for 2 more seasons, which will be the show's 33rd and 34th season. In what town do The Simpsons live?
The Simpsons live in Greenville.
And number five, a new study looked into tweets by sports fans and found that the sport with the angriest fans on Twitter is golf. If you score 1 under par on a hole, what is that called?
A pun.
All right, Kelly. Well, let me bring Raven back in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kelly got 1 right.
Not too bad. Let's see how I do.
All right, number one.
Wait a minute. One? Did you say one?
One.
That's terrible.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that's terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has his own NBC series titled Young Rock, and it's based on how he made the change from pro wrestler to one of the biggest names in Hollywood.
Right.
What was the first 2001 movie that The Rock was in and Brendan Fraser starred in it?
So this is a little bit of a tricky question, actually. So he appeared in The Mummy Returns.
That is the correct answer. What was the second one that he starred in that was the sequel?
Scorpion King.
Scorpion King is right, too.
That's right.
Number two, the historic Broadway musical Rent is celebrating its 25th anniversary. In the song Seasons of Love, how long is it to measure a year?
I have no idea. Come on.
525,600 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Okay. Number three, the season finale of Disney Plus's WandaVision will be released tonight at midnight. Okay. Agnes, a.k.a. Catherine Hahn, has a major part in the finale.
Mm.
What 2016 comedy about mothers did she star in alongside Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell?
Is that Bad Moms?
Bad Moms is correct.
Look at me go.
Number four, The Simpsons has been renewed for 2 more seasons, which will be the show's 33rd and 34th seasons.
Okay.
In what town do The Simpsons live?
That's easy. Springfield.
Yes. And number five, a new study looked into tweets by sports fans and found that the sport with the angriest fans on Twitter is golf. If you score 1 under par on a hole, what's that called?
Is that birdie?
Birdie's correct. I'm sorry, Kelly. He beat you 4-1 this morning. We will get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
I know. Thank you, Kelly. I can't be Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Kelly. Hold on.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. Better luck next time.
Throw another $100 in the pot. Tomorrow morning, $1,800. Same time to play. And we'll give you the cheat sheet. First 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. First one's at noon. Second's at 5:30 today.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.